KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 90 this afternoon under sunny skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight, lows of a low around 63, high of 90 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 81.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Biden's nominee to be the administration's chief ag negotiator expected to get a committee approval this week as lawmakers start wrapping up the pre-election to-do list. The biggest piece of unfinished business is to avoid a government shutdown when fiscal year 2023 begins October 1. Lawmakers have until September 30th to pass a continuing resolution to keep the government funded into fiscal year 23. The CR is expected to run until after the November 8th midterm elections, likely into December. Democrats and Republicans have yet to even agree on spending levels for fiscal year 23. Biden's trade nominee Doug McCallum expected to be approved easily by the Senate Finance Committee soon. The committee Republicans largely used McCallum's confirmation hearing in July to sharply criticize the Biden trade agenda. Didn't fault his qualifications for a job considering pivotal for the ag sector. Republicans instead pressed their complaints about the administration's lack of interest in negotiating new tariff-cutting trade agreements. McCallum served in a variety of roles in USDA, most recently as an advisor for trade, national security, and animal plant health regulations and other issues. Also, on Wednesday, the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee will hold a hearing on legislation that would permanently bar the EPA from regulating greenhouse gas emissions from livestock. Such a prohibition has been included in annual appropriations bills for the agency, but Congress has to renew the provision annually. South Dakota Farm Bureau President Scott Vanderwall will testify at the hearing. Said he will emphasize the fact that farmers and ranchers have been working for decades to feed the population while at the same time always looking for better ways to do things. Because of industry innovation, greenhouse gas emissions have decreased significantly in almost every commodity, he says. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. The Harvey County Regional Planning Commission is set to review and approve criteria for a commercial renewable energy project. The project is trying to bring renewable energy to the county, which includes building wind turbines to zoned areas. But for some people living in the county, they say they're not happy about the wind turbines. Concerns will be discussed and reviewed at the planning and zoning meeting September 14th at 6:30 p.m. at the Harvey County Courthouse. You can find more information about the meeting on the Harvey County website, which is harveycounty.com. Junction City Police Department says its non-emergency phone line is working once again. Junction City Police Department announced the line was working again just after 7 p.m. last night. Earlier in the day, Junction City residents were urged to direct their non-emergency calls to Riley County. 911 calls were still directed to Junction City Police Department's dispatch during that time. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Ag Ford is taking orders. Order banks will be opening soon for the 2023 model year. At Rusty Ag Ford, we can help you reserve today to get your order in early and be one of the first in line to get your next new Ford. Rusty Ag Ford is taking orders. Don't be left waiting for a new Ford F-150, Maverick, or Explorer. Don't wait for any new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Get to Rusty Ag Ford or RustyAgFord.com and follow the easy 5-minute process to reserve your new vehicle. And you can order your vehicle the way you want it with Rusty Ag Ford's dealer direct custom ordering. Rusty Ag Ford is taking orders. Visit Rusty Ag Ford today or start online at RustyAgFord.com and go to our custom ordering page. Plus, Rusty Ag Ford has over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available with as little as $0 down, only at Rusty Ag Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAgFord.com.
Placing order requires a signed buyer's order, valid ID, and signed order preview for verification. Specialty units may require deposit.
Around 1:05 p.m. yesterday, emergency crews were called to the area of U.S. Highway 36 about 8 miles west of Norton. When officials arrived, they said a Polaris Ranger ATV driven by Riley Hager, 24, of Almena, was headed north on Norton County Road W9 as a 2011 Honda Pilot driven by Lacey Chestnut, 36, of Norton, had been heading west on Highway 36. KHP noted that Hager failed to stop at a posted stop sign and sideswiped Chestnut's Pilot. Hager was ejected from the ATV as it came to rest in the North Ditch. According to KHP, Hager was rushed to CHI Health Good Samaritan Hospital with suspected serious injury. The Riley County Police Department will ramp up efforts to crack down on crime in Aggieville. Riley County Police Department Captain Josh Kyle said that officers have seen more violent incidents in the entertainment and shopping district known as Aggieville. Captain Kyle said what used to be fistfights now involve guns. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. Yay! It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A given man is headed to trial court on 2 felony charges in connection with sexual assault on 2 children ages 8 and 10. During a preliminary hearing on Friday, a Buffalo County court judge found probable cause to bound over the case against 30-year-old Vincent Harrell. Buffalo County District Court records show Harrell is charged with first-degree sexual assault on a child and third-degree sexual assault on a child. Charges filed indicate the assaults happened in February of 2018. A Scotts Bluff woman faces charges after allegedly injuring someone with a baseball bat. On July 15th, Scotts Bluff police officers were called to Avenue H for a complaint regarding 44-year-old Julie Osteen reportedly hitting someone with a bat. According to police, the victim pointed out the bat and the witness confirmed what the victim told police about being struck. Osteen was arrested for felony assault and use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region, to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week discussed the 2023 budget and will move forward publishing the summary with a proposed levy of 45.563 mills. A revenue neutral rate and budget hearing is planned Monday, September 12th at 8:30 a.m. The proposed levy is down 1.508 from 2022 and 3.531 mills from 2021, but exceeds the revenue neutral rate by just over a mill. Architect, engineer, and county sheriff were present and heard that estimates for a new jail facility had risen from $10 to $13 million since May. They had decreased the cost by some $1 million, taking out street construction and adopting other changes. A redesign with reduced square footage will be drafted, and a new cost estimate is expected at the next meeting. Road and Bridge reported they'll submit 2 bridges for the bridge program grants to be replaced, one in Walnut Township on Pheasant Road, the other in Guitard Township on 24th Road. Marshall County Health Nurse said they'll offer a drive-through flu clinic Wednesday, October 5th, 9 to 6, at the former Walmart parking lot. The health department will need to close that day due to staff being utilized at the clinic. The recent tax sale was completed week before last. 12 of 13 tracts sold for a total of $8,700. Washington County Commissioners' last meeting discussed ways to fund the ambulance service with ideas from the county treasurer. An option is to levy an ambulance tax, suggesting up to 3 mills, which could generate some $500,000 annually, or split the 1% sales tax. In order to get started, the treasurer suggested transferring the multi-use accounts back to the county general funds to generate cash flow. Some $8.2 million is currently in reserve. A mill levy could not be adopted until 2024 due to budgeting. Discussion included use of remaining American Rescue Plan funds, which amount to $340,000. Effective September 1st, EMS personnel from the Hanover area will be employed by the City of Washington EMS, and both service locations will operate under the Washington permit. Dale Easterman and Elmer Hattisall asked permission to put a bronze tablet in the foyer of the courthouse in memory of Korean and Vietnam veterans who gave their lives during the war. They asked for help with funding, which was approved. The names of those given in the Korean War, Robert Fleer, Raymond Holsch, Henry Weckerly, and in the Vietnam War, John Hewitt, Michael Martin, Gene Myers, and Laverne Tegmeyer. Dale Easterman is asking the public notify him by September 15th if they know of anyone missing from the list, or contact the county clerk. Nemahal County Commissioners adopted the revenue neutral rate after a public hearing with no public comments, and then followed with a hearing on the budget. Frieda Dobbins expressed concerns with an increase in valuation for her property. Taxes will be considerably higher in 2022. She stated the importance of commissioners trying to cut costs where necessary to avoid having to increase the amount of ad valorem tax collected. The budget was later approved unanimously as published. Emergency preparedness advised commissioners. Nemahal County's been chosen to participate in a pilot project for foot and mouth disease associated with livestock. Bruce Bachman met with commissioners asking for paving on a 4-mile stretch of a Nightingale Turnpike between 120th Road and Highway 9. Commissioners will look at cost estimates to try to improve safety of traveling on the road while Highway 187 is closed. Planning Commission members reminded commissioners new appointments need to be made soon. Motions were approved to reappoint Andy Grove, Michelle Schmilsley, and Charity Henry to 3-year terms on the Planning Commission effective October 1st. Following discussion, consensus was to use a paper ballot only for survey responses for a plan, with surveys to be sent out next week. Gerald Feldkamp was appointed to the Centralia Fire District. Nemahal County Commissioners will not meet the week of September 5th. Their next meeting Monday, September 12th. A fatality accident south of Wymore Friday evening, claiming 2 lives, including a Marysville man. Christian Crouch, age 31, of Marysville, reportedly crossed the center line of U.S. 77 near Sycamore Road, some 4 miles south of Wymore, colliding with James Gallahue, age 72, of Fort Collins, Colorado. Both drivers pronounced dead at the scene. It's believed speed and cell phone usage may have been factors in the accident Friday evening, claiming the lives of Christian Crouch, age 31, of Marysville, and James Gallahue, age 72, of Fort Collins, Colorado. Gage County authorities arrested a 19-year-old man Thursday afternoon after high-speed pursuit south of Beatrice. Trevor Lee Grace of Beatrice faces traffic, drug, and attempted assault charges. He fled officers, clocked at over 100 miles per hour before the vehicle's tires came off the rim, stopping the car. Raymond L. Lindquist, age 95, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Memorial service planned Thursday, 10:30 at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, interment in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 6 until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Ray Lindquist. John Delmer Gertis, age 89, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home, Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Delmer Gertis. Marilyn R. Heiserman, age 85, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Tributes will be shared Sunday, 3 p.m. during a visitation from 2 until 4 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Heiserman.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A series of GED classes will be offered in Marysville this fall. Enrollment in GED to complete requirements for the State High School Diploma will improve literacy and increase opportunities for better employment. Marshall County Lifelong Learning will offer GED enrollment for the fall semester, September 6th, 7th, and 8th from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Center at 405 North 4th Street in Marysville. For additional details, contact Catherine Ray at 785-713-1493.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying a bit warmer today, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 80s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s throughout Missouri. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid 50s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s throughout Missouri. More sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s throughout Kansas, in the mid to upper 80s throughout Missouri. Clear skies throughout Wednesday night as well, with our lows in the lower to mid 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower to mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will stay warmer throughout Thursday before cooling down on Friday, and showers possible over the weekend. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early September 85, record high on this date 105. The average low 61 and the record low 41. Sunset this evening 7:51. Sunrise in the morning at 7:01.
More and more retailers are offering Dandelion coffee, but there's no reason you can't make your own. Get ready to jot down instructions today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 6th, the 249th day of the year. Actress Jane Curtin has a birthday, and 27 years ago today, baseball's Cal Ripken Jr. broke Lou Gehrig's consecutive game record. As fall approaches, dandelions are strong nutrients in their roots, so now is a good time to give it a try. Here's how. Find a patch of dandelions untreated by herbicides and harvest the roots. Soak them to wash off the dirt, then grind into chunks into a blender or food processor. Spread these bits onto a cookie sheet and bake at 250 degrees for about 2 hours. Grind your roasted roots in a coffee grinder and brew just like coffee. It may not taste much like coffee, but it's a perfectly passable substitute with a flavor all its own. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
This Saturday, the 9th annual Pony Express 120 Gravel Dash will have 30, 75, and 125-mile categories, including juniors, tandem, single-speed, fat bike, co-ed team relay, and bike packing. Riders depart Marysville at 7:30 Saturday. Also Saturday, the annual Pony Express Marathon will be held. Show your support of the riders and runners as they return throughout the day to downtown Marysville. the annual Pony Express Gravel Dash, and Half Marathon this Saturday. Be a part of the excitement this weekend in Marysville. An invitation from these proud community merchants. Free CPA, Kramer Oil and CJ Express, East and West. Intention Envelope.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Kansas Jayhawks opened year two of the Lance Leipold era with a 56-10 victory Friday night at David Booth Memorial Stadium, and the Jayhawks did so in front of an announced attendance of 34,902. Now that's a mark, according to Kansas Athletics, is the most for a KU home football opener since 2014. The next home game for Kansas is September 24th against Duke. Now, between Friday's opener and the date with the Blue Devils, Kansas will travel to West Virginia and Houston in back-to-back weeks. Kansas State football notched a statement with its 2022 season opener Saturday night, taking down South Dakota 34-0. The Wildcats got on the board immediately as wide receiver Malik Knowles took a handoff straight to the house 75 yards in for a 7-0 start. K-State will be back in action this Saturday at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, hosting Mizzou at 11 a.m. I'm Trace Talk, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Redshirt junior defensive end Lonnie Phelps Jr. was named the Big 12 Conference Defensive Player of the Week. Phelps made his presence known in his KU debut with 7 tackles, 3 sacks, and 4 tackles for loss. Phelps, a transfer from the University of Miami, Ohio, posted the most sacks by a Jayhawk since 2016, while his 4 tackles for loss were the most since 2017. Oscar Gonzalez had a 2-run double in the 10th inning, and the Cleveland Guardians snapped a 5-game losing streak, beating the Royals 6-5 Monday night to regain sole possession of the AL Central lead. Cleveland moved a game ahead of Minnesota, which lost 5-2 to the New York Yankees. And Kansas State head football coach Chris Kleiman has talked about sticking within Kansas to recruit local athletes, and his staff did it again. Monday afternoon, Olathe South pass rusher Jordan Allen announced on his Twitter page that he committed to Kansas State. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches. Focus Mondays on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesdays, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesdays, Lynn and Centralia. Thursdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. Listen for the Cape Reps pregame show Friday nights at 6. Our Coach's Corner roundup at 6:30 ahead of our 6:45 pregame for high school football. Live on KNDY.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Delicate in appearance, yet tough as nails, Calumet makes a welcome addition to flower gardens and mixed borders. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Light, airy flowers of Calumet combine nicely with shrub roses and other perennials. Intersperse it throughout the garden to unify a planting, or combine with a non-aggressive catmint for added color and texture. This plant reminds me of baby's breath, but has a much nicer growth habit in the garden. Grow the subspecies Calmentha nepeta nepeta or one of the cultivars that does not reseed and take over the garden. Montrose White has white flowers and does not reseed, while Blue Cloud's lavender flowers have powdery blue overtones. Grow this perennial in full sun and well-drained soil. Once established, it tolerates drought. Then listen for the buzzing bees that frequently visit the plant throughout the summer. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Some refer to this place as the Seven Sacred Pools. Make a trip here and you'll find the true number probably can't be accurately numbered. It's a place of natural beauty and one sacred for hundreds of years to the natives of Maui. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Walter Poo helps oversee a truly beautiful place in Haleakala National Park on the island of Maui.
These streams are natural, and below every waterfall, whether it be 400 feet or 3 feet or 2 feet, there's a little pool just below it.
Walter is speaking of what many refer to as the Seven Sacred Pools. Take a hike here and you'll find many more than those seven in the title.
You took a junction about the mile point in the bamboo forest. There's another stream that makes a left turn that goes into the Kipahula Valley. Now, that stream goes back like 8 miles, and it's the longest unobstructed stream in the state of Hawaii, and that's the one that has 260 pools and waterfalls.
You can hear the waterfalls in the background of the interview. To Walter and many natives, this place is often referred to by the name Ohio. There is reverence to the place that dates back hundreds of years.
The sacredness was probably the water, because water was always sacred to the Polynesians, yeah. As far as being a secret, no. A lot of people that came out here back in the time.
Today, thousands of people make the drive on the curvy highway over 60 miles to the east side of Maui to see some of those falls and streams. Walter has been around this place all of his life. He remembers the days as a kid when far fewer people traveled here.
We used to all, you know, go swimming in these pools and get all cold and go out on the street on the bumpy highway, plantation highway, and lie out on the road and just get warm up, you know. There's a bunch of kids all in the middle of the road just hanging out, lying there.
He says one of his cousins would watch for the occasional car and tell them to get off the highway when someone approached. It's a place of natural beauty and history, a place that Walter enjoys sharing with others. Traveling the countryside at Haleakala National Park, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McRae.
Rats reproduce faster than we can control them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Get rid of your rodents naturally with a registered rat contraceptive as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too.
Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Rats have been plaguing us for centuries, and where there is one rat, there will be a lot more. Once a female starts reproducing, she can have 15,000 descendants within her year-long lifespan. An Arizona company called Sinestech has developed birth control for rats that will stop the rodents from ever having grandkids. Ken Siegel is the company's CEO. He says their EPA-registered rat contraceptive is called ContraPest. The concoction is like a rat milkshake.
It's a liquid product. Rats actually love it. It is in a base station that's only accessible to rats. They drink it, and in the case of both males and female rats, they become incapable of reproducing. And the effect lasts for 50 to 70 days. Rat actually lives around a year, but that effect, as long as they continue to consume it, stays for the rest of their lives.
Siegel says the contraceptive is environmentally responsible and has reduced rat populations by up to 95% in a wide variety of urban and agricultural settings. The rat downfall is accelerated by combining it with other integrated pest management solutions.
So you can use your poisons, you can use trapping, you can use fumigants, all the various other pieces. You also need to focus on exclusion, removing refuse, etc. And then ContraPest will take those results, dramatically improve them. And the critical difference is once the population goes down, as long as you continue to use ContraPest, the population will come back and you can eventually wean yourself off of the more toxic solutions.
This new contraceptive technology is available in all 50 states. Learn more about birth control for rats at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever. Say it is well.
Passions is gardening. It's so rewarding to plant a seed and nurture it as it grows throughout the season. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, managing your money is a lot like creating a garden. You need to plant the right seeds and nurture them so they'll bear fruit at the time you need them in the future. That can be things like saving money for emergencies and long-term goals like retirement. As you plan, make sure your decisions are aligned with your faith and what matters most to you. Keep in mind you'll need to weed your financial garden too. Start by tracking your spending for 1 month, then determine if there's expenses you no longer want or need, and be careful with debt. Try to stop using credit cards to pay for luxuries you can live without. So start planting the seeds of your financial future. You'll have more financial clarity and likely a more grateful and meaningful life. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
Soybean growers invest in the future of soybean meal exports. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Several soybean grower groups put up $900,000 toward a port improvement project at Grays Harbor, Washington. Mike Steenhook is executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition.
25% of soybeans leave from facilities in the Pacific Northwest. We're very excited about the prospect and the need to increase soybean meal export capacity.
The coalition, along with soy grower groups from Kansas, Iowa, the Dakotas, and Nebraska, volunteered the investment. Steenhook says nearly all of the project funding is coming from Omaha-based Cooperative Ag Processing Incorporated and from the port of Grays Harbor.
This is a project that will clearly provide profit opportunities for the U.S. soybean farmer.
Steenhook says the project should be done by 2025.
One of the real profound questions that we all in the soybean industry are wrestling with is, with all of the additional processing in this country, what are we going to do with all of this additional soybean meal? And it clearly is going to be important for our industry to invest in additional export capacity.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
KNDY.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While the U.S. Department of Agriculture is putting more resources into developing the next generation of leaders, in the food and agriculture industries. Tom Vilsack, USDA Secretary, sat down with Gary Crawford to discuss what the latest projects have been out of Washington, D.C.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says that with an aging food and agricultural workforce with less than 8% of the USDA's workforce, for example, being under the age of 35,
it's really necessary and important for us in the food and agriculture industry to continue to look for ways in which we can recruit, train, educate, and attract the next generation of leaders,
especially young scholars from minority-serving schools and colleges. And so Vilsack has just announced an investment, $250 million, for what he calls the Next Gen Ag Leaders Program, in which minority-serving institutions will apply for grant money.
And those resources can go to the development of scholarships, the funding of internships and fellowships,
to expand opportunities for students so they can find out for themselves what Tom Vilsack's been saying for a long time.
The food and agriculture industry is indeed one of the most innovative and exciting places to be now and in the future.
Vilsack said he's hoping this program will help inspire students to be part of the industry and will, in turn,
build that next generation of leaders.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The age of the farmers that are aging out of the agricultural industry overall has been a cause for concern for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, as the latest back from 2017 shows that the average farm producer was aged at near 57 and a half years old. That was up 1.2 years. From the average that was back in 2012, continuing that long-term trend of aging of the U.S. producer population. Many producers also tend to be more experienced, as they have been on their current farms for an average of 21.3 years across the nation. The USDA says they are concerned with not only the aging population of producers across the nation, but also with the decrease in farmland availability as well. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you forget my first football practices today?
Wow, is it that time already? Jump in the new Sportage Hybrid and I'll be right out.
By the way, Mom said it'd be okay to take some of my friends this week.
So that's what Mom said, did she? Sounds like we better take the Telluride instead.
Second, Daddy.
Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. It's time to start hauling the little ones back to school and half the team to and from practice. What better way to do it than in a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia, where we have the perfect size vehicles for every family. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. With our commitment to never charge over sticker price, now is the perfect time to reserve the new Kia that's right for you.
Come on, Dad.
Before we go, what do we tell the teen parents?
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Department of Agriculture yesterday updated net farm income projections for 2022. Correspondent Michael Clements shares the details.
USDA's Economic Research Service released its September 2022 farm income forecast Thursday. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Bernd Nelson says USDA revised farm income to be higher.
Today's report adjusted the forecast for 2022 net farm income up by $7.3 billion, or 5.2% from 2021. This follows an increase of $45.9 billion in 2021 from 2020. ERS also adjusted the February 4th net farm income projection for 2021, increasing the forecast in the September report by $21.3 billion, or nearly 30%.
While enjoying increased farm income, expenses are higher as well.
February report showed a 17% increase from 2021 to 2022 in total farm expenses. The September forecast increased total expenses $437.3 billion. The greatest increases in expenses came first from fertilizer, up 41%, and second place was pesticides, up 25% from last year. In third place, we have fuel costs, increasing by 22% since 2021.
Nelson adds there's been a lot of changes globally since the February report.
I think the Russian invasion of Ukraine was really a wake-up call when we talk about a secure food supply. disruptions caused by the invasion caused a spike in crop prices, and then they came way back down again. This is a result of our farmers. They really stepped up to the plate and production was good. This has caused some of our supply concerns to be mellowed out a little bit.
Michael Klimetz, Washington.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Rats reproduce faster than we can control them. Get rid of your rodents naturally with a registered rat contraceptive on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning, I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my combine, I look down at my BKT AgriMax Terrace tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable every season, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them.
True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
One rat, there will be a lot more. And once a female starts reproducing, she can have 15,000 descendants within her year-long lifespan. An Arizona company called Sinestech has developed birth control for rats that will stop the rodents from ever having grandkids. Ken Siegel is the company CEO. He says their EPA-registered rat contraceptive is called ContraPest. The concoction is like a rat milkshake.
It's a liquid product. Rats actually love it. It is in a bait station that's only accessible to rats. They drink it, and in the case of both males and female rats, they become incapable of reproducing. And the effect lasts for 50 to 70 days. Rat actually lives around a year, but that effect, as long as they continue to consume it, stays for the rest of their lives.
Siegel says the contraceptive has reduced rat populations by up to 95% in a wide variety of urban and agricultural settings. The rat downfall is accelerated by combining it with other integrated pest management solutions.
So you can use your poisons, you can use trapping, you can use fumigants. You also need to focus on exclusion, removing refuse, etc. And then ContraPest will take those results, dramatically improve them. And the critical difference is once the population goes down, as long as you continue to use ContraPest, the population will come back. And you can eventually wean yourself off of the more toxic solutions.
This new technology is available in all 50 states. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about birth control for rats at agriculture.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier with the increase in natural disasters all over the country. Many individuals are continuously working on national preparedness of any type of emergencies. Wildfires, droughts, flooding, and hurricanes are the top of the list for natural disasters. AARP's Oklahoma State Director Sean Vosko says that it's important for you to have a plan for you and your family, your farm, and even your livestock.
Yet again, we see more devastating natural disasters this year. And while we can't control the weather, we can control how ready we are. Sitting down with your family and farm workers to make a plan can save you a lot of stress when that time comes. Be sure to include items everyone will need and what tasks they will be responsible for. It's also a good idea to make different plans for different types of disasters that may impact you.
He goes on to say that having a plan can always help during the natural disaster and prior to, but it can also help afterwards as well.
Those suffering from wildfires and Hurricane Ida know too well how life following a disaster may feel chaotic for days, if not weeks. First, make sure everyone is safe and they have everything they need to get them through the next few days. Determine what your plan of action will be and assess what damages you have. Finally, be sure to find out what resources are available to you, your family, and your farm.
They always recommend having food and water on hand, a place for shelter to meet during a natural disaster, and a process to go to if your family is separated or needs help. Many states also encourage a National Preparedness Month to try and remind individuals to have food stocked up or water bottled and different shelters in place for any type of natural disaster that may occur. Also, planning on the best ways to preserve your farm and your livestock is always a handy way to try and get through a natural disaster. For more information on finding some disaster preparation tips, you can go to the website at aarp.org/AARP Live for some live videos and virtual conferences on some tips and tricks.
Did you forget my first football practices today?
Wow, is it that time already? Jump in the new Sportage Hybrid and I'll be right out.
By the way, Mom said it'd be okay to take some of my friends this week.
So that's what Mom said, did she? Sounds like we better take the Telluride instead.
Duck-gun, Gaggy.
Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. It's time to start hauling the little ones back to school and half the team to and from practice. What better way to do it than in a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia, where we have the perfect size vehicles for every family. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. With our commitment to never charge over sticker price, now is the perfect time to reserve the new Kia that's right for you.
Come on, Dad!
Before we go, what do we tell the team parents?
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealers.
Landall Company's success story continues to be written by their loyal and dedicated team members. Landall congratulates their employees on another successful year with an incentive bonus of 12.76% or 6.64 weeks of pay. With many career opportunities available, Landall offers career advancement, stable employment, and benefits that include profit sharing, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, fuel allowance, comprehensive health insurance, and much more. Start your new chapter at Landall today. Apply online at Landall.com, an equal opportunity employer, welcoming vets and disabilities.
Canola planting season is right around the corner. For Agriculture Today, I'm Samantha Bennett with the K-State Radio Network. K-State canola breeder Mike Stom shares a review of what the 2022 canola season held and tips for the season ahead.
One word really characterizes the 2022 season for winter canola, and that was stress. Really, the last year began with the drought conditions that we had over the wintertime and into the early spring. That really set the stage for how the crop performed. We had a crop that was fairly small going into the winter months, and then we had colder temperatures throughout the winter, and those temperatures rapidly fluctuated. And I've talked about this in previous conversations on Ag Today, and that those fluctuations in temperatures can have a negative effect sometime on winter canola growth and development. And those fluctuations in temperatures in combination with the drought we were facing over the winter and early spring really impacted the amount of top growth that was available for the crop to produce. We had a crop that was shorter in stature, lower on biomass, and that resulted in some lower yields than what we're used to.
Stom explains that when it comes to canola, the planting date is absolutely critical.
planning data is absolutely critical. And I always like to think of the state kind of in thirds, moving from north to south. So in the northern part of the state, we really want to start thinking about seeding the crop anywhere between that September 1 to September 15 timeline, approximately. In the central part of the state, we want to think, you know, maybe in that September 10 to September 20 timeframe. And then that southern third, we want to think about, you know, September 20 or later. So it really doesn't give you a whole lot of time, again, because you have to get it in the ground and up and growing so that you can get the right amount of top growth to get through the winter.
The canola expert emphasizes the importance of managing residue in fallowed wheat ground.
Also, we want to think about system we're planting into, and oftentimes canola is planted in our fallowed wheat ground. So the wheat residue that's left after harvest is typically the area that's most available for winter canola, since it has a little earlier planting date than what winter wheat would. And we want to think about, okay, are we leaving that residue standing, or are we tilling the residue? And oftentimes, if it's, for instance, a reduced till cropping system and the wheat residue is tilled, I often like to tell producers to have that field work done in advance so that maybe we could catch a rain to kind of settle the ground and then plant back into what I call a stale seed bed. That works extremely well for winter canola and getting a good stand. If you're in no-till, we want to think again about moving the residue out of the seed row, because residue can impact winter survival of canola.
Covering the challenges of the 2022 canola season and tips for preparing for the one ahead, that was K-State canola breeder Mike Stomm. From Kansas State University, this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Another hour of legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.